Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is May 25th, 2020. Very excited tonight to have our special guest presenter, Jeremy Shavey, giving us our first ever dose of Irish mysticism.
The Irish. I can't
say
it very well.
Not very well. He'll do it fine. Anyhow, I wanted to first, there is a timely footnote we need to throw on here just at the front end. My ex-partner and dear friend Spirit Song had a stroke earlier today, and I've been putting it on all social media and my newsletter, and this will not be timely for those of you who are listening to the recording far after the date, but any prayers for her are certainly welcome. She actually seems to be in pretty decent shape for someone who's had a stroke, and we have a good prognosis, but if any of you are inspired, and it's, you know, within a few weeks of May 25th, 2020, some good healing energy to Spirit Song would be welcome if you're so inclined.
Left-sided, and it was, so she's mildly affected, thank goodness.
Yeah, mildly. Okay. Yes. But that needed to be said, and now I want to give our full attention to our guest presenter. Let me tell you about Jeremy Shavey. You might get a small cup of tea for this. He's got an amazing bio that I want to share with you. As the founder, and by the way, I've known this guy for years, and he's just one of the most, just off the cuff here, amazing, high vibration, conscious, focused, on mission, on purpose. This guy just impresses the hell out of me. So it's one of the reasons I asked him to be part of our program. But here's his official bio. As the founder and creative director of Enchanted, that's Enchanted with an I, Enchanted Journeys. There's a pun there, I think. Jeremy Shavey has been leading international sacred site retreats, socioeconomic service trips, and conservation-based eco-adventures for 10 years. He's an ecologist, botanist, tree keeper, and community activator who's worked around the world for the past 15 years with indigenous and at-risk communities. In this capacity, he has helped develop large-scale conservation plans and improve socioeconomic opportunities for indigenous communities. He's helped to found several other ventures, including Unaka, I hope I said that right, Unaka Environmental, LLC, and EcoBot Incorporated. He's an avid outdoorsman and athlete. I've been on hikes with him and had to really struggle to keep up. He's really going. He has 23 years of experience practicing and 15 years of teaching Qigong and Tao Yin meditation. He helps gather energy and people together in powerful experiences that often change lives. He is a carrier of the light of Aaron. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this in Gaelic. Maybe you can say that, Jeremy, if you want to jump in and say what the Irish pronunciation is.
Solas Gael na Héireann.
I'm glad you said it. Thank you. That sounds beautiful. This is a Connacht. Probably said that wrong.
That's actually pretty good.
What do you say?
Connacht.
Close.
Oh, it's pretty good.
All right. This is a Connacht branch of the Celtic Twilight, rekindled in the 19th century by W.B. Yeats, Lady Gregory, A.E. Russell, Edward Martin, and more. He is the essence of the alchemy of earth and fire. He helps sustain a bridge between the Celtic otherworld and the contemporary one. In 2017, he completed 21 years of study in Celtic alchemy and traditional ecological knowledge through the thing he said earlier. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. His journey through heritage, including his Irish Catholic roots, has helped many people find their own path and discovery of place of origin and sanctuary. He has an inherent connection with plant spirits and natural communities. He is tasked with being a voice for the voiceless, representing the seen and unseen who have no voice in the Council of Humanity. There's a little bit more, so it's all juicy, so I wanted to really share with you the fullness of what he's done, and then we'll have his actual process. In the remembrance of heritage, it is known that when our ancestors' lands were submerged beneath the rising seas, the original people sailed forth in great rainbow ships to the seven corners of the earth. Each was tasked with stewardship of portions of the original knowledge, codices to unlock their memory, and the seedlings of the primordial forest to plant as the world trees. In this life, Jeremy is securing the lands of these ancient peoples and reweaving the rays of the rainbow. For over 21 years, he's been fully immersed in studies, fieldwork, and teachings of ecology, botany, herbology, shamanism, and Qigong, as well as Nordic, Sami, Hindu, and Mayan traditional ecological and mythological knowledge. This is built on his first 21 years as a youth in a socially and spiritually active Catholic community. He's a certified herbalist, as if all that else wasn't enough, from the Global Academy of Holistic Healing in Flagstaff, Arizona, under tutelage of Delphina Rose, with a college prep high school education and a bachelor's degree in environmental sciences from our very own Warren Wilson College here in the Asheville area. He's an advocate for conservation biology, ecological restoration, and social justice projects around the world. We're almost there, guys. Jeremy's ecological work and travels have enabled him to live near, study, and absorb the stories and mysteries surrounding many prehistoric sites such as Neolithic megaliths in Europe, early and middle woodland period ceremonial sites in North America, and classic period Mayan sites in Central America. This guy gets around. Currently, Jeremy is tracking the fluid and dynamic nature of time in the multiverse in respect to heritage and points of entry into the timeless nature of the soul. In 2017, Jeremy published Ports of Entry, his first book on this theme. He's currently working on his next book about the Irish Celtic mysteries. And in the link to this, in the emails I sent you, and in the post which announces this in the archive, if you remember, there's 6 links of other stuff he's done. I'll just name the items without going into all the description. His book, Enchanted Journeys, the Irish Celtic Year and a Day Immersion that he runs every year, the Wild Man Gathering that I'm involved with also. There's also a retreat for women, the Cloud Forest Conservation Initiative, and EcoBot. So, wow, you've got a lot under your belt, brother. Thank you for doing so much good for the world.
Well, thanks for reminding me of who I am and what I do before starting this call as well, Benjamin. It's helpful. Like, kind of yeah, this is what we're doing today. Benjamin and I have had some of the most potent uproars of laughter. I really have enjoyed my friendship with you, brother. And thanks for having me out. And nice to meet everyone who is here with us this evening, as well as who may be listening to this at a later point in time as well. So I'm going to just go ahead and give a caveat. If you hear any giggling or laughter in the background, I sit with a circle of people in the Finnish and Norse traditions as well, and we are sending someone off who is moving back to Kauai tomorrow. And so if you hear the laughter, it is the she, it is the fae from Tírnanog, the Celtic otherworld, but it's also some full-blooded human beings who are orbiting around through the forest around my home as well. So
sweet.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. So this evening we are going to, there's going to be an invitation to enter into the sacred grove. And so as Benjamin already illustrated, I am a grove member of Solasgil Nacheren, which is a long-standing grove of Celtic mystery keepers from Ireland. As far as I know, I'm the first grove keeper outside of Ireland, and it's a beautiful piece of heritage to be able to carry a lineage that is both of my mother's ancestral line, but it's also of my dream line. And so one of the things that I would set on the table before we get going this evening is that most of the way that I have been taught and guided through the mysteries has been through dreaming. And through dreaming is an opportunity to be in relationship with place and self outside of time. Perhaps there'll be an invitation for you in that this evening. Perhaps you will find an opportunity to explore some aspect of your own root, of your own dream, perhaps your own heritage, that will bring some awakening, some remembrance. And so this evening, we are going to be invited, and you'll hear me speak that many times throughout the experience. You're going to be invited to enter into the grove and to find your place, to find where your spine becomes the trunk of a great tree of knowledge and wisdom that you have access to, that you can climb the branches and descend into the roots to bring forth what is necessary or what is needed or what is guiding you. Tame na Jeremy Onwin ne Mary Onwin ne Margaret Onwin ne Mary Con Edwin na Connacht. I am Jeremy, son of Mary, daughter of Margaret, daughter of Edwin, of the Connemara, of the ancient mountains of the west of Ireland. Tame na fshon cri na solas gael na heren. I am a keeper of the wisdom way, of the grove, of the light of Erin, the light of Ireland. And so the invitation this evening is going to be to just listen, drop in, experience, feel, track. And everything will be an invitation. You can drink as deeply as you want from the sacred well, or you can sit and observe the water dripping down from leaves and stones and moss. It's simply an invitation. And so I'm just going to begin by sharing my screen so that you can just have a nice visual. Host disabled. Oh, never mind. I can't do that. So we will just stick with what we got. I was going to have a picture of a tree come up. But
Jeremy, I will give you co-hosting so you can do that. Give me just.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I just want to put up one picture so that instead of looking at the Brady Bunch of all of your kin and folks that come, we'll be able to see a tree.
All right, give me just a sec.
I don't know if you realize, but my last name is actually Brady.
Is actually what?
Brady, B-R-A-D-Y.
Oh, okay.
Okay, try it now.
All right. Oh, yay, there we go. Okay. There we go. Let me move that over there. What does a tree represent to you? What does a tree represent to me? The dreaming, the winding, the threading of consciousness from earth to heaven, heaven to earth, winding through the little branches and the mycelium network of our minds and our hearts connected to the body. What does a strong ancient tree represent to you? A place of habitation, a place of rest, a place of nurture. A place to go with our tears, a place to go with our laughter, a place to go with our prayers. Some place where we can watch the fruits and the nuts as they form throughout the seasons. We can watch the leaves as they open, as the flowers unfurl, as the seeds become hardened and prepare for winter, as the leaves turn golden and drip back down to the earth, nourishing the very humus that we grow from. The seasons of the year, the seasons of our lives, very much can be tracked through the metaphor of the tree. And so I'd like to invite you in. I would like to invite you in through a little door in the mind and the heart, and just invite you to relax and settle in and just follow the words and see where they take you. For the words are simply the vehicle that is carrying the essence behind breath. That is an invitation deeper into the ancient primordial forests of our mind and our hearts. So I just invite you to close your eyes, if you will. And I will do the same. And if at any point you ever lose your way or you find your mind drifting from the thoughts that would present themselves throughout your day and you need to open your eyes, perhaps this image of this ancient beech tree will remind you and allow you to find your way back within. But where we're going to walk this evening is to build a connection, to walk the connection between earth and heaven, heaven and earth, like the tree, connecting stars and earth, connecting the fecund, rich earth with the heavens. And it is your breath and it is your intention which provides the vehicle for the current to flow, connecting in and through the heartbeat at the center that ties it all together in the alchemical process, the alchemical journey of humanity here, life in Middle Earth, the realm between heaven and earth. So an invitation, with your eyes closed, softening into your body, softening into the earth. How are you being held? What is the structure that is holding you? Are you sitting on a chair? Are you sitting on a couch? Are you laying on the floor? Finding how you connect with the earth right now. Where can you adjust your body just a little bit to perhaps straighten your spine? To help direct the current more fluidly. And let's take a nice deep breath. And as we breathe in, let's breathe into our lower abdomen, breathing into the belly, really softening that belly. So as you breathe in, softens out. As you exhale, drawing the navel in and towards the spine. So as you breathe in, filling the lower abdomen. So if we can just take a great weight off of our shoulders and let it settle down into the hips and into the pelvis. And just beneath your belly button, it's a little gateway of golden light. For any of you who study the Chinese tradition, the Taoist traditions, this is called the lower Dantian. Little space of golden light, just a few inches beneath the belly button. So as you breathe in, filling the lower abdomen, and as you exhale, emptying the abdomen in and towards the spine, it's almost as if that ship were resting on the surface of the sea, the undulating waves of your breath lifting that golden ship. The ebb and flow. And as you breathe in, allowing that little golden ship to rise and fall with the breath, I'd just like to invite you to deepen the breath further still. So that as you breathe in, filling the lower abdomen, allowing that in-breath, draw that energy and that open space down between your hips and into your pelvis, all the way down to the coccyx or to your tailbone. Emptying and filling with each breath. Allowing each indrawn breath, if you still find that the movement of the mind still wants to rattle about in randomness, allow that inhalation to just press those thoughts out. You can always return to them later, so that as we breathe in, filling emptiness, exhaling emptiness. And let's go a little deeper still, the invitation to imagine the legs almost as if they were hollow, like bamboo. So as you breathe in, filling the lower abdomen and the pelvis, you can feel hollow, empty legs down through your ankles and into your feet. And if it helps with the visual as you're breathing in, the golden ship rising and falling, that golden ship sending out this gentle pulse through that hollow, empty space, down through hollow, empty legs, filling and emptying with each breath. Let's go a little further still. I'd like to invite your attention down to the bottoms of your feet. Little gateways, little doorways in the arches of your feet. The Chinese call these the Longgong points. So that as we breathe in, filling through the lower abdomen, pelvis, and hollow empty legs, you almost imagine, if you will, that roots were to extend at the extension of your breath through the bottoms of your feet, anchoring down through your home, whatever structure is made out of wood or concrete, steel, allowing those roots to penetrate through those hard surfaces, wrapping around through the very foundation of your home. Allowing those roots to anchor down through your home and finding the cool, moist earth beneath you. See what that feels like to drink that in just a little bit, touching with your consciousness, this extension of self, roots into the earth. But let's go further still. The invitation, allowing the breath as you draw it in, filling the abdomen, filling the pelvis, hollow empty legs and roots extending down through the base of your home and allowing those roots to slowly probe out through the earth, finding little bits of stone, finding little bits of moisture, perhaps finding slow moving underground water. Cool to the spine and deeper still, allowing those roots to penetrate down through the broken bedrock. Finding cracks and crevices beneath the substrata, beneath us, whatever stone you may find beneath your home. Letting those roots wind their way down through crystal caverns. Allowing those roots to go further still. Probing down to the liquid outer core of the earth. So as you breathe in through the abdomen, through the pelvis, through hollow empty legs and roots down into the core of the earth, touching just the edge of that heat where it's bearable. Anchored fully in the earth where you belong. You invited yourself here, you were invited here. There is a dream. And let's drink deeply. Let's take a breath and draw the energy in reverse direction so that as we breathe in, we gather some of that golden liquid heat and stone from the earth, drawing that heat up and through the roots. Through crystal caverns in the substrata. As we breathe in, almost as if we were breathing in through a straw, lifting that golden energy up from the core of the earth, through the roots, through the bedrock, through crystal caverns, past the slow moving underground water, through the rich humic soil, through the base of your home, and through the bottoms of your feet. As we exhale, just releasing that golden energy back down to the earth. And then as we breathe in again, drawing it all the way up through the earth, through the bottoms of our feet, through hollow, empty legs, through the pelvis and into the lower abdomen. Exhaling, emptying, releasing, allowing that golden energy to slip back down to the earth. And let's draw again, taking in a nice deep breath, lifting that golden energy from the core of the center of the earth, all the way up through hollow empty legs, into the abdomen, overflowing at the heart, filling the chest, overflowing into the shoulders and the shoulders and the arms, almost like the legs become hollow, like bamboo, and that golden energy flows down in abundance into your wrists, the palms of your hands, your fingers and your fingertips. Tips and dripping in excess back down to the surface of the earth. So as we breathe in, we draw all up the energy from the core of the earth, through roots, through hollow empty body, overflowing, allowing the abundance of the earth to move through you. A little further still, let's draw that energy from the core of the earth, through the roots, through hollow empty body, overflowing at the heart, but now flowing up through the neck, through the back of the jaw, through the back of the eyes, the ears, and to the top of the crown, where it pulses, waits in anticipation for communion. So as we draw the core energy of the earth, through entire body temple, it begins to overflow to, through the top of the crown, almost as if antlers or branches or flowers were to open through the top of the crown, opening to the heavens, opening those branches, letting them to unfurl out through whatever structure, home, building that you may find yourself in, allowing those branches to intertwine with the forest around you. And if there are no trees around you, allow those branches just to continue to expand, knowing that here we sit with other brothers and sisters in the sacred grove, and there is a strength. Our roots can intertwine, our branches can interweave. Each of the branches extending into the heavens, finding the open space in the canopy of consciousness. So that each bud that opens at the tips of those branches, each leaf that unfurls, opens in the weaving of Celtic knots, opens to the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, distant galaxies. So that with each breath, we draw the energy, golden energy from the core of the earth, through roots, through hollow empty body, opening, flowing through branches into the heavens and touching the star seed. An invitation. I'm pretty sure that most of you have worked with the Galactic Center with Benjamin, and if you have not, just allowing those branches and those leaves as they touch each one of the stars and constellations, galaxies, and planets to connect. So now we can reverse the direction again, that as we breathe in, we draw the silver living phosphorescent light down from the stars, down through the branches, down through the top of the crown, filling hollow empty body, flowing down through hollow empty legs, down through the roots and into the core of the earth, so that with each breath We connect earth and heaven, heaven and earth, the stars and the molten core. Allowing the golden energy of the earth to flow through you freely, sustaining in reciprocity the relationship with the star nations, and from the stars to nurture and feed the fecund earth. An invitation. As you breathe in and out, notice how that silver light from heaven and the golden light from the earth, they turn and spin within your breath. They turn and spin within the heart. They begin to wind and twine around one another like an oak and ivy. Now just invite you to notice the heartbeat, the drum at the center, the crucible of the alchemy of your breath, of marrying earth and heaven in this body temple, your earthship, your vessel that contains the sacred fluid of life. So that as you breathe in and out, emptying and filling, connecting earth and heaven, heaven and earth, emptying, bathing, cleansing, clearing, the heart ties it together. An invitation. Where that gold and silver cord twine together in the heart, I would just invite you. I would invite you to draw someone close in your consciousness who perhaps needs a little strength or a little prayer in this time, needs a little bit of extra energy. Perhaps the whole experience that we've been going through with this pandemic on the planet might have put somebody that you know into a fear state. Just invite you to draw them close. To imagine, if you will, that that gold and silver thread that is twined in your heart can reach out parallel to the plane of the earth to give strength. Really see that person, see their eyes, see their laughter, see their tears. Just acknowledge them and say thank you. I would just invite one more piece that you can just, if you will, as you breathe in, connecting earth and heaven, heaven and earth, to allow your heart to overflow, almost as if you were pouring water into a chalice, and that water was overflowing. Just like the rains when they come to the mountains, waterfalls falling down, rivulets pouring out across that chalice, soaking the very floor of the earth around you, spreading, soaking into the earth, flowing like rivers. And I would invite you from this place where we are sitting now, you with the sacred center of the world tree, with all the branches accessing the archives and the roots accessing all that has gone before and provides the nourishment and the shoulders that you stand upon. for just a moment. Be grateful, to be thankful for this experience of life, for the water that we get to drink, for the clean food that we get to put into our body temples. This is our birthright, but not everyone is born into this. And to be grateful and to see that all beings may be free from suffering. Let's take another nice deep breath, really expanding the abdomen, expanding the chest, feeling how those your consciousness stretches out infinitely into the heavens, infinitely into the center of the earth. I invite you to come back here to this grove at any time, to breathe in, to recognize that this body temple is the vessel. It is the chalice. It is the holy well. It is the grove planted by those who had the foresight to plant trees and food long before we came here. So that each breath is like the mana, is like the fruit, is the food to nourish. So I'd like to just begin to invite us to return back. And by returning back, we would first begin by drawing in those branches from the stars and the galaxies and the planets. Drawing those branches back down into the top of the crown. And so too, to draw up the roots from the core of the center of the earth and through soil and stone, crystal caverns, low moving underground water back through into the bottoms of your feet. Bringing the breath back into the lower abdomen, emptying and filling with each breath. Little golden ship resting on your abdomen, rising and falling with each breath. Please take care of your ship. Please take care of your body temple. Take a nice deep breath, holding it just for a moment. And as you exhale, slowly opening your eyes, I would not suggest looking at the screen right away because it's being lit. Just allowing your eyes to slowly readjust, letting a little bit of light in. And when you're ready, just come back present to this physical space, to this global circle that is gathered together here. And I would just invite you at some point before your day ends. If you have a tree in your yard or somewhere nearby, to go out and just connect with it for a moment, just to look at it. Maybe you put your hands on it, see if the tree will invite you in. Or perhaps just watch how the leaves are blowing in the wind. See if there's a song there for you. See if there's a song there for you. For this is the true heart of the Celts, the guardians, custodians of the ancient songs, of the ancient forests, the groves of our mothers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our fathers who have gone before us. I say thank you say thank you, Benjamin, for having me here this evening. We do have a little bit of time left, so I thought maybe if it made sense, we could, I don't know if you typically do this, Benjamin, do you open it up for any questions or
Absolutely.
Discussion? Okay, great. So yeah, what if anyone has any questions, I think you can probably take yourself off mute, but if not, Benjamin can help you out.
Yeah, I just made the setting so anyone who wishes can simply unmute themselves. So you just click that little microphone icon and it will take the bar off. And that should let you talk. And also, some people I've learned prefer to type in the chat window rather than speak out loud. So if anyone prefers that, that's an option as well. And I'll just read out loud whatever gets typed in the chat window.
Oh, okay. That works.
So the floor is open. If anyone has any feedback or questions for Jeremy, but I'll just say thanks for that amazing experience. That was just deep and subtle and rich. Kind of like a beautiful, quiet, spiritual interlude in the woods.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me to bring the forest into the interwebs here.
Oh, yeah. So Patricia's typing, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Patricia, for that feedback.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful alchemy that was happening between the marriage of heaven and earth and the intertwining of the moon and the stars, the planetary light, along with Pachamama and her golden core essence. That was, it spun like a top, like a Merkaba, but it wasn't the shape of Merkaba for me, but it was like a top, and it just spun. It was just, that was just gorgeous. Thank you for that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, so one of the mysteries in that's tucked into the Celtic tradition, of course, is the Grail tradition, and most people would be familiar with the Grail tradition in respect to like Arthurian legends, perhaps. But Ireland, in its own sense, is the crucible where many of the Magdalens and the Marys who became the mothers of certain lineages were birthed from. And so the sacred center of Ireland is called Ishna, and it is, oh gosh, there's so much to share there, but the way this, the sacred sites are set up in Ireland, you basically have the, what we may know as the Star of David is a pilgrimage line that was walked every year for thousands of years by the mystery keepers. So the heart of it, we pour the water from the sacred well into our body temple and remember that our very own DNA is an aspect or an extension of one of the songs of the Grail. Someone wrote something about, let's see, where did that go? How did you come to discover you were a keeper of the grove? That's a great question. So I spoke to Dreaming earlier before we went on the journey. And so the way that all of my teachers have come to me is via Dreaming. I still have yet to study with someone that I met on the internet, interwebs. I always dream someone first and follow the thread that they leave. And so when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I had a lot of reoccurring dreams that took me to a specific physical landscape. And when I found myself in Ireland for the first time, I was introduced to Solas Gael na Héireann through a woman named Sinead, who's been in this tradition for the last 40-something years. And she took me on a journey into Tír na n-Uaig, which is the Irish otherworld or the Celtic summerland. And when I told her where I went, which was the place that I had always visioned, she said, "Well, lad, I'll take you there tomorrow." And so that began the journey of, you know, it's like basically dreaming specific landscapes and then calling the Grove over in Ireland and having them take me to those places so that I could unlock those memories or those parallel lives and refresh that. And so, yeah, so Benjamin spoke earlier to the 21 years. So, you know, for 21 years, he had a really incredible opportunity to dive very deeply into these traditions. Lived in Ireland for over a year and was able to be initiated at that point in my journey. So I think I was, let's see, I was 29 at that point in my life. So, but the easiest answer is through the dreaming. And through dreaming, the Celtic knots of our DNA communicates with the landscape and we remember. Now, that's one particular aspect of it. So I'll just leave it at that for now. There's someone asked how often one should do this beautiful meditation. I do it every day. There's also some traditional Irish chants that are often sang as part of it as well, which is a really rich way to intone and, you know, to create reverberation through the body temple and to stack up remembrance of the tree of life within. And of course, Irish is a language that is built out of the primordial sounds of the trees. So all the Celtic languages are built from a root that is tied to the primordial sounds of each tree. And so when you speak in Irish, you're actually, each word, like each consonant is a tree. And so you piece together a forest with each statement that you're making. And so it really anchors you in to the earth and to stewarding those songs. Anything else?
I see that Rebecca and someone, beautiful, and thank you. Susan, yes, thank you for that beautiful journey. And so pray can return to Ireland.
Yeah, she wants to go back to Ireland. Yeah. I hope Ireland brings you home as well.
I'm wondering, Jeremy, if you know the Celtic song that one of our participants typed about in the chat.
Creech McCree, Harp of My Heart.
Croy McCree. I don't know that particular song. I might recognize it, but it's not one that I know by heart by any means. I know a lot of songs in Irish as well as English Irish songs. But that's not one that I know by heart.
But I like that you were able to say it.
Yeah, I kind of messed up the pronunciation myself. So any other questions for Jeremy, either spoken out loud or typed in the chat? All are welcome.
I do know the Eric Skye boat song. Eric Skye.
Okay, so it looks like we're about at the end of our questions, and I just want to thank you, Jeremy. What a beautiful, it reminds me to some degree of the Four Sons meditation that's in the archive from a few months ago. Both of them bring the earth and the celestial spheres together. But what I loved about yours is it's just so gentle and just smooth and really sensual. You know, the way I lead the other one is much more matter of fact. You're done kind of energy, but you made it beautiful and poetic and just really sweet. So having a more extended time to really bring it together so beautifully and poetically, I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
So Benjamin, someone just asked about journeys to Ireland. Oh, Susan again. So I used to do just little like 1.5 week journeys to Ireland. I actually do have one that I'm leading with a woman from Minnesota in the first week of October this year, but most typically what I do is we have a local grove here in Asheville, North Carolina. And so we do a year long immersion in the light of Aaron. So some people do that for multiple years. And so what we do is we get together for the four cross quarter holidays, and then we spend 2 weeks together in Ireland, working with the sacred sites that came most alive during our time growing together throughout the year. And then we sit with some of the other Grove members and elders over in Ireland. So long and short of it is yes. And so there's kind of two doorways for that. And so if anyone is interested in potentially working with me in that way, I think Benjamin put all my contact information up there, but you can also contact Benjamin. But I know that Benjamin, you guys were actually thinking about maybe joining the Grove this coming year. We were talking about that this winter. So who knows what will unfold in the coming time. But yes, I spend a lot of time in Ireland still.
As you all can tell, this is not your typical touristy tour. You're going to be going deep into the mystical heart of Ireland if you go.
Yeah. We set people out on the hill too. Like people do optional vision quests in 5,000-year-old temples up on the mountains. Like it's full on. It's the real deal. Like, yeah, I mean, typically I go through an interview process with people who are interested in doing that, because we go really deep, and since we're spending so much time together throughout the year, we really want to make sure that people are listening and that that's the right calling. So.
So as y'all can tell, we've got a very powerful teacher here. If you resonate with Jeremy, I really encourage you to get in touch with him. Again, if you're on this call, it can be because you've received emails from me telling you about it. If you're discovering this in the Awakening Plus archive, then in the description of this event near the end of it, long as it is, there are the ways to contact him and all the various wonderful things that he does. So if you resonate with Jeremy, I'll just vouch for him myself. Jeremy is an extraordinary person. I've rarely met a man of such power, integrity, heart. I mean, he's just got it all, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm glad the lights are dim, because I'm probably getting a little red over here. We call it the Irish flesh.
You're such a man of character.
Yeah. So if you're drawn for him, I'll vouch for the guy 100% that he'll take you on a good, powerful, awesome journey. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do with him, he's amazing. All right. So many thanks to all of you who've been present here, whether it's live or on the recording. Again, if for any reason you have difficulty contacting Jeremy, just get back to me, and I certainly know how to get hold of him. And many blessings. Any final words, Jeremy? Anything you'd like to share as we close that you'd like to leave people to have people go out with?
Is there maybe a Gaelic blessing that you could say? Or something like that.
How about a song?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Okay. This one is called Tír na n-Óg, the Summerlands. It's in English. A flute calls deep from the forest, followed by echoing drum. Hark to the sound of the piper, for fable runs deep in your bones. Follow the winding mushroom trail to the door of the beechen queen. Knock quietly upon her barren feet, for surely she will let you in. Tiptoe across the flowers, laugh yourself across the glen, for here the stone people speak at last in the same language as men. For white horse waits at the mountain, Grey King rests upon his steed. Fionnbar is stirring his cauldron. Nuada is spreading his seed. So tie your hair, me darling, in a long spun golden braid. Close your eyes, me darling. We're off to the sweet summer land. Music calls from the forest. Hurry on bare feet and see. Way up high on the mountain, come a dancing with the fairy. The veil is thin as an oak tree, and a rainbow will bring you inside. And laugh your way up the mountain, leaving behind your pride. Circle around the lake shore, three times, maybe five, and dance within the center, for maybe then you'll find that a white horse waits at the mountain. A Grey King rests upon his steed. Fionnbar is stirring his cauldron. Nuada is spreading his seed. So tie your hair, me darling, in a long-spun golden braid. Close your eyes, me darling. We're off to the sweet summer land.
Thank you so much. Wow, that's awesome.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you for having me, Benjamin. And lovely to pseudo meet everyone. I hope you enjoy the journey.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. That was just amazing. We're getting some great feedback here at the end. They're saying, thank you so much. Amazing. Mm-hmm. You. Awesome. Thanks. So beautiful. Thank you. Love the song. Yeah, you're a hit, Jeremy.
Well, thanks for having me out, and happy Memorial Day, everyone.
Your Irish album will be coming out in 2021.
Oh, I've already got it. It came out in like 2014. Yeah, I've got a whole album of traditional Irish and Scottish songs and a cappella.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome.
What is your album called? How can we get it?
It's called Hazelnut Tea, and contact me if you want it, because it was one of those projects, like I did it and we recorded it and never published it, so I just have to send you like an MP3 file or something like that.
Oh yeah, that would be great. I'll email Benjamin.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much, Jeremy. It's been awesome.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right, many blessings to all, and good night. All right, bye.
Bye.